Arthur lay dying on bloody Camlann, ringed round with the slain, both a friend and a foe. Sir Bedwyr stood by, his face haggard and drawn, his body sore wounded, his heart full of woe. Said Arthur to Bedwyr, "Come take up my sword, and cast it far out where the water runs deep. Excalibur must to the lake be restored, to the hand of the lady in honor to keep. For the king that once was shall be king yet again, and the glory of England shall rise. For the king that once was is a king for all time, and a dream that is true never dies." But Bedwyr could not bring himself to obey. The sword he would hide in the reeds by the shore. To Arthur he said, "I have cast it away. The waves rose to meet it, I saw nothing more. Oh Bedwyr, my first man and last, you must not prove false, now we come to the end. But do as I bid you, take heart and stand fast. I charge you as liege lord, I ask as your friend. For the king that once was shall be king yet again, and the glory of England shall rise. For the king that once was is a king for all time, and a dream that is true never dies." At last, loyal Bedwyr took up the king's blade and cast it, he thought, to a watery grave. From the lake rose an arm in rare Samite arrayed. It grasped the great sword hilt and sank neath the wave. Then out of the mist came a boat with black sails. Three sable-clad queens it bore steadily on. The queen of Northgalis, the queen of Far Isles, and Morgane, the king's sister from fair Avalon. For the king that once was shall be king yet again, and the glory of England shall rise. For the king that once was is a king for all time, and a dream that is true never dies. Queens with great mourning took Arthur aboard. They laid him out gently and cradled his head. But Bedwyr cried out, "Do not leave me, my lord. Depart not this world, or our dreams are all dead. Oh, Bedwyr, I go to fair Avalon's vale, to lay down my cares and to shrive me my soul. Go forth from this place, of our deeds tell the tale, and keep well my kingdom united and whole. For the king that once was shall be king yet again, and the glory of England shall rise. For the king that once was is a king for all time, and a dream that is true never dies. No, a dream that is true never dies."